Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
New Ravens safety Alohi Gilman met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 6 meeting with the Rams.
Ooh, 24 hours. I've been awake for about 21 of them. It's been a long day. Still processing everything. It's been cool to be here, and everyone's been, open up their arms and just showing the hospitality. And I have a little bit of history with Maryland. I was at the Naval Academy out of high school, and so it has a special place in my heart. But I'm happy to be out here and get this thing rolling.
So you're talking a lot with Kyle Hamilton. I know he's a Notre Dame guy too. Yeah. I guess what has it been like getting to know him, and how has he been helping you catch up?
Yeah. You know, K-Ham, that's my brother. He was a young freshman my senior year at Notre Dame. He was having a hard time as a freshman, wanted to quit, but I had to keep him in shape, and now he's an all-pro. So, I'm happy to be here. Kyle's been great, great friend, great player. Get that, Notre Dame connection going again, and I'm excited for what's ahead.
Take football out of it, just the human element. What is it like to think one day you're playing somewhere else and the next night you're here?
Yeah, it's something you can't really prepare for. It's been tough on me and my family. I have a young daughter and another son on the way, wife, so that's been tough. You're in one facility one day and you get pulled out and you're on a plane in 3 hours, and throw a bunch of stuff in your bag, say goodbye, and hit the road. So, it's a whirlwind of emotions. Obviously, I spent a good amount of time with the Chargers my whole career, 6 years, so it's a little bittersweet, but I've come to a great organization, and I'm super grateful for that, because they could have sent me anywhere, and being able to be here at the Ravens, and they wanted me to be here to help this team win. I'm excited to do that, and whatever I can do to be the best version of myself and to get this thing going.
How about the transition between the Chargers and the Ravens? Did they tell you anything that you could expect here?
Harbaugh brothers, I'm excited to see the similarities and differences. Obviously, I got a lot of respect for both of them. Jim Harbaugh at the Chargers, and then John, obviously, the history that he's made here and built this great organization. So, I'm excited for it, for sure.
What do you expect to bring to this defense, and how you can fit in?
Yeah, I think, I can bring flexibility, just bringing that next level of anticipation and, just being a playmaker out there, bringing instincts and, passion to the game. I think, obviously, like I said, I got some chemistry with Kyle. Hopefully we can get him the best ops possible for him to thrive and flourish. And, being the best version of me, being a ball hawk, being a guy who's always around the ball, and just commanding the defense, and I'm excited to do that. Yeah. Tony Jefferson. Obviously, that's my brother. Shout out to T. Jeff. Since he's been at the Chargers, he's always repping the Ravens, and I used to get on him for it, and now I'm here. So I gave him a call right before I got on the plane. That's my brother. I've had a lot of great memories with him. And he has so much respect for this organization. And he's like, man, you're going to love it. And, I'm just excited to be here. Say that one more time. Oh, yeah. Obviously, Coach Pagano, he's been around the game for decades. And, just being able to chop it up with him, learn more about football. It's obviously really early. But just a guy that I can learn from. I've been in the league for a little bit, but I'm always trying to get better and learn and grow, and Chuck Pagano is a great place to start and just learn and grow my game.
How do you realistically load your plate for Sunday, especially when it's an offense like the Rams?
Luckily I've had open practices with the Rams almost every year that I played with the Chargers, so I got a pretty good understanding of what they kind of do. I think the coaching staff here is doing a great job of trying to slowly install things and see how we can, tie the knots together. And, it's exciting for me because that's what I do as a football player, man. This is my craft, so I'm going to be up all night. I've been already up, so we're just going to keep it rolling and just keep getting better.
Have you watched any Ravens yet? Two more, please.
How similar is this defense to the Chargers? Obviously, what they run, having Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, when I first – when the Coach Minner and Coach Harbaugh came to the Chargers, there was a lot of Ravens film that we watched, trying to learn a little bit about the techniques, schemes, personnels, and whatnot. So a lot of carryover, a lot of crossover. Obviously, every coordinator has their own, you know, philosophies, techniques, or small things that they like to add their wrinkles to. Learned a lot from Coach Minner. But I'm excited to work with Coach Orr, and you know, this whole defensive unit, you know, has a lot of, you know, a lot of talent, and whatever I can do to add to it, you know, I'll be here for it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.